I was just about to switch it up and start talking radio. My last comment on the food and diet thing. Next time you guys go to the doctor, because you are quite a bit older than me, ask about a testosterone test. Maybe get on a test supplement. That'll make a huge difference for you as well. I've not done any HF. My wire survived the winter storm and ice storm crap. My antenna, thankfully, I don't know how those things are made, but it was whipping around like crazy, totally unfazed, in great shape. Still has that weird cant to it I got to fix, but I think when the weather breaks, I'm going to just lower it a tiny, tiny bit to just knock that out, because it drives me nuts. I can see it from dry road when I'm pulling up to the house. So it's just kind of an aesthetic thing that bugs me. But I've not done any HF. I haven't even turned on my 705 that's on my desk. This has been the extent of my radio. And I was just thinking I gotta start playing some more. Got a lot of equipment sitting around, and it's a lot of fun when you actually take the time to do it. And I charged that radio last night, Sean, that 7-amp Dakota Lithium. I don't know. It's fully charged, so next time I bring it, I'll try to remember to bring my meter and just see what we're working with. And I think, like I said, as long as it's plugged into the battery, I want to say it'll continue to read, so then I'll have an idea of how much it consumes. But other than that, yeah, not much radio. Been thinking about trying to jump on the net again here soon, too. I know Anthony's got that 706. Him and I got to try flexing. And next time you're on 80, let me know. I've got an NFET half-wave out there that'll do 80. I just don't know if it'll do it on 10 watts. Donald?